Mother's Day just isn't the same as it used to be. I used to make it a tradition on Mother's Day to honor women in my family that not only made a positive impact on my life, but also happened to be mothers. In fact, Hallmark used to do very well by me, but now many of those women are gone. So instead of sending them cards, I pause and remember how important they were to me. There was my great Aunt Hattie, who died a few years ago, well into her 90s. Until the last few years of her life, Aunt Hattie wrote for a local newspaper despite her 8th grade education. Worked tirelessly for charities, including working with people she called old, and meticulously maintained her appearance and household with never a hair out of place or a toss pillow out of place. There was another aunt by marriage, Roby, who represented everything good from the old country. Her old ways of keeping a home, cooking old-time favorites like Mandelbrot, was juxtaposed by her consistent work outside the home. Her energy and dedication to her family were unparalleled. There was also my own grandmother, whom I never even met or ever sent a card to. Mother's Day always brings her to mind, and as I think about her, I'm confronted not only with the loss I suffer from never knowing her, but the loss my mother still feels powerfully, even today, 45 years after her death. In fact, just the other day, my mother and I were chatting with some ladies at a luncheon. With tears welled up in her eyes, my mother said, "No matter how long it's been, it's always just below the surface." I'm so incredibly fortunate to be 43 and have a healthy mother and father that live just 20 minutes away. As silly as it sounds, my mother and I talk several times a day, with conversations ranging from 5 seconds to 15 minutes, including topics from the mundane to the sublime. When I was away at college, we had a running pattern of calling each other, rattling off a joke without so much as saying hello, laughing for 9.2 seconds, and then hanging up, also without the requisite goodbye. Even now, it doesn't matter how long the conversation lasts or what the subject is. Each phone call, visit, shared event, kiss, and hug is truly a gift. Just as the early death of my grandmother defined my mother's adulthood, my adulthood is shaped by my mother's life and incredible example. I have watched and learned from her as she juggled a family and a career, was an independent woman and a loving spouse, was smart without being a know-it-all, was warm, thoughtful, and kind without being a pushover, and was and remains a loving, dedicated, and devoted wife, mother, and now grandmother. On my refrigerator, I have a magnet that says, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, I am my mother after all. I can only aspire to be as wonderful as she."